Hi guys, the date is Thursday the 28th of March 2024, and this is poem number 60, and this poem is called A Weird Encounter. So let's talk about it. A weird encounter is a situation where you've seen something that is not of this earth, or it leaves you scared and frozen to the spot in amazement. Now, I'm not talking about something that you've had in a dream. I'm talking about something where you've been conscious and you've been walking around and you've seen something that doesn't look right. Now, this thing could be a scepter, a ghost, a doppy, or an apparition. And these things could be supernatural. I don't know. Everyone's description of what they have seen and experienced is going to be different. So, have I had an experience like this? Well, I've had some strange dreams, but I've never had a weird encounter where I've seen something that is not right, as in a ghost. Obviously, I've seen TV programs where people have claimed to have seen ghosts or been abducted by aliens. I don't know, because that kind of experience hasn't happened to me yet. And I don't think I would want to see a ghost or a scepter, especially if I was in a house or a building by myself. Now, seeing a ghost or seeing something while you are not alone is different. It doesn't leave you scared and petrified. But because of my belief in God, if I ever came across something that wasn't right, I would always think about God and believe that He'd be there to help me get through that situation, whatever it was. I haven't experienced an encounter where meeting something or someone has left me strange or feeling not comfortable. So anyway, this poem is called A Weird Encounter, and it goes something like this. A spooky encounter leaves you scared, testing your faith to see how you fared. You're frozen to the spot and can't say banish. In the Lord's name, it will immediately vanish. So, in a way, I'm talking about a ghost, because people can't say they have seen something other than a ghost or something that is supernatural. So it's very hard for me to compare something which I haven't gone through yet, or hopefully I will never go through an experience. The closest that I've gone to a weird experience is where, again, I don't think this counts, is where I've been in a dream and this force or dark force moves closer to where I am, and then I can't move, I'm frozen to the spot. But it hasn't been while I've been conscious and walking about. It's been in a dream. So I don't think that qualifies as seeing something strange, because as we all know, dreams are strange anyway, and a lot of dreams don't make sense. Most of the time, you'll wake up and you'll say, what was that about? Why was I there? Why was that person there? And so, a weird encounter, because in this life, people are going to see some strange, weird, spooky things that don't make sense. And most of the time, people who experience these things are going to be alone. So there's going to be no witness or witnesses to verify what they've gone through and what they've seen. So yeah, guys, this is a spooky one and a weird one, a weird encounter. So guys, if you ever experience a weird encounter, hopefully the Lord will be there to protect you and get you through that experience. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.